Some more beautiful winter weather over the next few days. It's not near as warm as it was back in late December and the early part of this month, but it feels more like winter, and yet it's very nice. A lot of sunshine, the air is dry, so it cools off quickly at night, but warms up nicely during the day, but certainly nothing unseasonable. In fact, just about right where we ought to be this time of year, low to mid-40s at night and in the mid-60s during the afternoon. We'll top out today at around 66 under a partly sunny sky, down into the low 40s tonight, and your Friday will reach the mid-60s. And then a nice little warm-up Saturday under partly sunny skies. We approach 70 degrees, but that's ahead of a strong front. We've been talking about this all week long. This Sunday storm system, still working on the exact timing, but it's now speeded up again, the front. So it's looking like showers midday Sunday, perhaps as early as late morning, especially west of Jacksonville, and then working its way eastward. It will likely be a band of rain ahead of the front. And my point on that is it won't last particularly long in any one spot. It'll be fairly swift moving, but coverage of rainfall does look to be widespread. About 100% of the area getting rain. The amounts just don't look to be all that great. And then my other point on the band of rain is that once it moves through, it's over with. So by late Sunday, we actually could have some drying out already again. Rainfall amounts at this point still look to average about a quarter to a half inch, perhaps a few spots a little bit more than that. So it's not a lot of rain, but at least it's widespread, and it's the most significant rain in a while. You have to go back to December 21st since we've had widespread heavy rainfall. That was before Christmas, when many spots measured as much as an inch to an inch and a half of rain. And while these amounts will be less, it's at least more than we've been getting since December 21st, officially at the International Airport, only about a third of an inch of rain. And that's true for much of the area. So we could use that moisture, as is typically the case this time of year. Unfortunately, it comes during your weekend on Sunday anyway. At least Saturday continues to be the pick day of the weekend for outdoor activities. Sunday, maybe you plan on something indoors. Lots of good football playoffs to be on TV, right? And then once that front moves through, by the way, we will see clearing quickly Sunday night, and that will usher in a pretty chillier air mass for early next week. Despite a lot of sunshine on Monday, it'll be breezy and temperatures won't get to 60 degrees. It'll stay in the mid to upper 50s in the afternoon, so pretty chilly. And that may very well set us up for finally the first freeze of the season, a first official freeze of the season at the International Airport early Tuesday as temperatures dip well down into the 30s. We might just end up in the mid-30s, a little above freezing, but it'll be close, and we should see quite a bit of at least inland frost early on Tuesday. It still does not look like a stick-and-stay cold pattern, though, as we moderate pretty quickly in the middle of next week. However, the overall pattern over the next couple of weeks does look decidedly more chilly, more winter-like, with fairly frequent cold fronts like we've been experiencing recently. And so while there will be some brief warm-ups, there will also be surges of chilly air behind each front and each weather system. So a little bit different here over the next couple of weeks, but it, again, is something you'd expect this time of year. And as I mentioned yesterday, the storm system moving in on Sunday will be producing ice and snow within about a day's drive of Jacksonville to the north and to the northwest. You have to get north of Atlanta. Atlanta may get a few flakes later in the day on Sunday, but accumulating snow. Looks like it'll be across mainly Tennessee, Kentucky, and perhaps the western Carolinas, and then working its way up into the northeast through Sunday night. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.